This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, as soon as the fields dry out from our recent rains, planters will be going to work. Today we're going to spend our time talking about planting season as we visit with Asgrow and DeKalb technical agronomist Jeremy Lake about a planting checklist he encourages farmers to follow this spring.
So the territory that I support is a territory that is basically south of I-72, and it goes all the way down to the southern tip of Illinois. I work in conjunction with a counterpart who takes care of more of the eastern side of that southern Illinois territory. I've got more of the western side. So my hometown is Carrollton, Illinois, so, you know, west central Illinois is home to me.
Absolutely. Well, you're right in our listening area, so it's great to have you on today. And we've actually had a lot of wet weather. We were a little bit worried about not having enough water and moisture in the ground. But over the last week, we've actually, I think, got plenty the way it looks right now.
Yeah, and I would agree with you on that. We have been dry, and I think we got some much-needed rain. We've certainly improved our water bank from a moisture standpoint. And I'd say now, as conditions start to improve over the next week, I'd say the planting time is right around the corner.
So do you think we're going to be starting off in a pretty good spot this year as far as moisture goes and for those plants to have enough in the ground to germinate and all of that good stuff?
You bet. I think we're in a very prime spot now with the moisture that we've accumulated. We shouldn't have any problems. I think seedbeds, once they are starting to get prepped, we'll have a good seed bed to go along with that, and I don't think moisture will be a concern.
Well, that is definitely great news. We want to talk about preparing for planting today because you and I both know, and farmers listening, that if it was dry, we would be in the fields planting. And we kind of have a checklist to talk about that you've kind of prepared for us, Jeremy, starting with pre-plant burn down and some things that you wanted to share with us about that.
Yeah, so really today we're going to talk about four topics, I think, and they've really been the center of the conversations that I've been having with farmers over the last month or so. Pre-plant burn down is certainly one of those. And when it comes to burn downs, some of that has started in some cases across the area, and that will continue to be a priority as it dries up and we're able to get back in the fields. It's certainly important for farmers to determine the right herbicide program and application rate for the weed pressure on their farms today.
And that is something that we should be thinking about right now, or if not before now, before we actually get in the fields with those planters.
Yeah, correct.
All right, well, moving on, I guess, to the second thing on your checklist, we're going to be talking about one of the newer products on the market, Monsanto's new Xtendimax herbicide. So, Jeremy, go ahead and share your thoughts there and what you wanted to talk to us about.
Yeah, so that topic has really been a key focus the last few months for technical agronomists really across the nation, and that's been really revolving around the training on application guidelines for in-crop use of our new Xtendimax herbicide with vapor grip technology, and particularly on our Asgrow Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans, where state registrations have certainly been approved. We are very excited about this year's growing season. For Illinois farmers, the 2017 growing season will offer full utilization of the Roundup Ready Xtend cropping system. The list of approved tank mix partners, that's certainly been a conversation, nozzles as well. That list continues to grow. I think just recently Roundup Power Max and Roundup Weather Max were a couple of the latest additions. As that information is updated, farmers can refer to those tank mix partners and nozzles, or if they're looking for a summary of the application requirements, they can certainly visit extendimaxapplicationrequirements.com to find that information today.
Do you have a lot of customers that are going to be using this new herbicide and planting the Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans? Because I know there has been some concern in the industry. It's a new product, so that's always kind of scary. Not always sure that we want to get our feet wet. So do you have a lot of guys that are going to be planting those beans and using that herbicide, or what's the overall attitude like about it?
We do. I'd say the comfort level is certainly getting, it's certainly increasing as more conversations are had and as we get more information available for growers to look at. From a germplasm standpoint, when it comes to Asgrow Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans, they are certainly driving the market when it comes to product selection. We've got a lot of those soybeans hitting the ground this year, primarily because of the yield enhancements that are coming behind those. And then, you know, finally this year we get to couple that with the Extendimax system. So I've had a lot of conversations with farmers today that are excited about using that tool, having that tool in the toolbox to utilize for their weed control program. So yes, I'd say that the comfort level is certainly increasing as we move closer to planting season, and we look forward to being able to use the whole system this year.
Yes, it will be exciting to see the results of that and have the first, I guess, growing season using those products. Jeremy, next on the checklist, we wanted to talk about product placement, specifically thinking about corn and beans. So thoughts there?
Yeah, so it's really a kind of a basic conversation. This is a conversation that we typically promote and have every year. In regards to product placement for corn and soybeans, you know, my suggestion there is if a farmer hasn't done so already, I would suggest one last follow-up conversation with their trusted agro-to-cap advisor to review their planting plans. You know, make sure we have placed the right products with the right agronomic packages for that right acre. You know, this includes selecting the traits that are best for the farm based on insect pressure and or other environmental risk factors. And then, you know, also, you know, don't forget about the importance of utilizing a quality seed treatment to combat possible early season insects and disease pressure.
And I guess also you'd want to consider kind of the landscape where, you know, the soil type and what type of ground that you are going to be planting on too.
Yes, and that kind of leads into my fourth topic that usually is in my conversation today, and it really revolves around, you know, planting populations for corn in particular. Something new this year, DeKalb is offering a new digital tool called MySeed, and that helps farmers determine the optimal planting population for each DeKalb product on each field to help maximize yield and profitability. And you can find that tool by visiting DeKalb.com. /MySeed. And what's neat about that is I've used that information out of that website and used that in conjunction with another product that we've been showcasing this year, and it's called AutoScript. You know, AutoScript is a feature from our Climate Corporation's FieldView Pro. And what a grower can then do is take that suggested planting rate from MySeed and use that in conjunction with AutoScript to build a custom variable rate seeding recommendation by field to help maximize yield on that operation.
What sort of information do farmers need to have to benefit from that tool? Does it take, as I mentioned a while ago, like soil type into consideration, and then also what seed you're planting, or what sort of information do they have to have, I guess?
For my seed, it's very simple and very easy. It takes in consideration the hybrid, uses some of our data that we have created to create what we call population response curves. And so a grower can put in a yield expectation, and he can put in a dollar value for corn and a potential seed cost, and then it will actually showcase what could be an acceptable planting range for him to utilize on a very simplistic level. To get into more of the conversation about yield environments, soil types, things like that, what you're referring to, that's best done within AutoScript. And so he can take the information that he learned in MySeed and then really build that map, you know, set by those metrics through AutoScript. And AutoScript will use previous year's yield information along with soil information to help really hone in on that proper seeding rate to maximize profitability at the end of the day.
And those programs are available online?
So the MySeed is available online. AutoScript is available through Climate Field View. And so if a farmer has questions about that program, he can certainly reach out to his local agro-to-cab dealer and find more information out about that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Jeremy, all great tips and things to keep in mind as we roll into planting season. Any final thoughts or advice you'd like to give to farmers as we start this busy time of the year?
Yeah, very simply, good luck with the 2017 planting season and stay safe.
Jeremy Lake, Asgrow and DeKalb agronomist from Carrollton. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.